Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to this information session on the 2014 WTO Public Forum. Let's introduce my colleague, Anoush Dabrogozian. Anoush is the coordinator of our public forums, and we're here to provide you with some background and answer any questions that you may have. Most of you are familiar with the public forum. You may have attended a forum in the past. We thought this session, though, may be useful to you, and that it may provide you with additional information to prepare you for this year's event, whether you wish to organize a session or whether you just plan to participate in as many sessions as possible. The forum was first launched in 2001. It's the largest and one of our most important occasions for interaction between stakeholders and the WTO community. It offers a great opportunity for public debate and discussion across the full spectrum of WTO issues and activities. Since 2001, more than 9,000 representatives from civil society, academia, business, media, governments, parliamentarians, and IGOs have attended these public fora. All the information I'm going to convey to you, Anoush and I are going to convey to you today, can be found on the WTO website under the section on the public forum. All information is available, and you'll see on the screen here. It's at www.wto.org/PF14. If you have any follow-up questions after this meeting, please do feel free to get in touch with Anoush or myself. This year, the WTO theme is going to be Why Trade Matters to Everyone. Each year we have a theme. It's chosen by the Director General in consultation with Anoush and with other members of his team. The objective of this particular session is to tell the human story behind trade, to illustrate the impact of trade on people's daily lives, and to raise awareness about how trade can raise living standards. Under this thematic umbrella, there will be three sub-themes, trade and jobs, trade and consumers, and trade and Africa. On the final day of the forum, there will be a secondary theme taken up, which is the Doha Work Program. A special half-day session will be held on the 3rd of October, dedicated to the Doha Work Program, with a focus on the implementation of the Bali Accords and on our efforts to set up the rest of the Doha round for a timely conclusion. The program dates will be 1 to 3 October, and on the 1st and on the 2nd, these sessions will kick off with a 9:30 plenary session featuring high-profile guests invited by Director General Azevedo. On the 1st of October, there'll be a keynote speech followed by an opening plenary debate in which the high-level speakers will consider the question of why trade matters to everyone. The second plenary debate on October 2nd will also begin at 9:30 and will run until noon, and the speakers will focus on what trade means for Africa. All in all, we expect to have roughly 55 sessions this year throughout the Centre William Rappard, and of these, around 50 will be organized by participants. Members can and do organize sessions. If you wish to organize a session, you will need to complete an application form, which can be found on the WTO website address I have provided for you. A word of guidance, we will receive many more applications than we have slots available, so we have to be selective in choosing among the applications. Among the criteria we will use in making our selections are relevance to the topic of the forum, the quality of the panelists, and the intellectual strength of the proposal. Organizers can choose between working sessions or workshops. Working sessions are composed of a limited number of panelists selected by the session organizers who will offer their point of view to the audience. A moderator will engage the participants in an open discussion. Interpretation in the three official languages will be available for these sessions. Workshops take the form of an informal brainstorming discussions focusing on particular issues related to the overall theme. There will be no interpretation in these sessions to allow for better interaction. For those wishing to organize either a workshop or a session, applications must be sent to publicforum14@wto.org no later than 20 June.